I want to kick this off with a pretty terrifying statistic from these HVAC reports we looked at.
Okay.
In Central Florida, a huge number of high-end flooring installations that fail, they don't fail because of bad glue or cheap wood.
No.
They fail because the homeowner is treating their air conditioning like a simple thermostat.
When they should be treating it like a structural preservation system.
Yep.
That's the core of it, really.
That's a great way to put it.
We see AC as a luxury, right? For our comfort.
Yeah.
But the physics in these articles is clear. Your AC is life support for your house.
Especially for anything made of wood or drywall or even concrete.
Exactly. Because all those materials are, what's the term?
Hygroscopic. I love that word. It just means your house is basically a giant rigid sponge.
Right. It's constantly trading water vapor with the air. And in a place like Fishhawk or Riverview, you're not just fighting heat, you're fighting what we can call the swamp factor.
The technical term being latent load. This was a huge unlock for me. Your AC is great at the sensible load, that's just dropping the temperature, but that latent load, that's removing the actual weight of water from the air.
And that is exactly where these expensive renovations go to die.
How so?
Well, if your system cools the air but leaves the water, you wreck the equilibrium moisture content, the EMC.
That's the balance point, right? Where the material stops absorbing or releasing water.
Precisely. And this is why that 48-hour rule you see everywhere is so dangerous.
Oh, this drives me crazy. Just let the wood sit in the living room for 2 days before you install.
It's a complete myth. Wood doesn't own a watch. It has no idea it's been 48 hours.
It just knows moisture.
A thick plank of hickory will take way longer to acclimate than a thin piece of pine. So if you trust a clock instead of a moisture meter, you are gambling big time.
A $15,000 gamble, usually. And then you see those gaps appear between the boards. But it gets worse, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the greenhouse effect during the renovation itself.
This is the number one mistake we see. People turn off the AC.
To save the filters from all the sawdust and paint fumes. Seems logical.
It seems logical, but you're introducing gallons of water into the air from wet paint, from grout.
With zero ventilation.
Exactly. The humidity inside can spike to 90%. Your new cabinets, your new floors, they just soak it up and swell. Then you turn the AC back on.
And everything dries out way too fast.
Violently fast.
Yeah.
And that's when you get bridging, where the finish on your cabinets actually cracks.
Or that milky white haze looming.
Yeah, that's moisture trapped under the lacquer. And don't even think a new build is safe. A new house is often the wettest it will ever be.
All that curing concrete and fresh lumber.
Thousands of gallons of moisture, which explains the nail pops everyone complains about.
It's not just bad drywall work, it's the studs behind the wall shrinking as they dry, pushing the screw heads out.
That's it. And if you put a hardwood floor over a still wet concrete slab in that same house, you get cupping.
Where the edges of the boards curl up and the floor looks like a washboard.
Because the bottom is wet and the top is dry. But the tragedy is what people do next.
They sand it flat.
They sand it flat.
Yeah.
And you're just making it worse because eventually the bottom will dry out.
And those edges you just sanded down will sink, leaving the center high. That's called crowning.
You've ruined the floor twice. So the real problem here is often the AC unit itself. It's a problem called short cycling.
Which is so ironic. Builders install these oversized, powerful units.
Right.
They cool the house in, what, 5 or 10 minutes and then shut off? It lowers the temperature, sure, but it doesn't run long enough to pull the water out.
You get that cave effect. It's cold, but it feels clammy and damp.
So what's the fix?
Well, the smart thermostats have a feature for this, an ecobee or a Nest. Look in the settings for overcool to dehumidify.
And what does that do?
It tells the AC to ignore the temperature for a bit and just keep running until it hits the target humidity level. It forces it to drain the water.
And for the DIY folks or people overseeing a project.
Buy a moisture meter. It's a $50 tool that saves you $15,000.
That's a good investment.
Don't let anyone install anything until the subfloor and the new wood are within 2 to 4% moisture content of each other. End of story.
It really reframes the whole house as an ecosystem, and the AC is the lungs.
Absolutely. The energy cost of running it correctly is nothing compared to ripping out a buckled floor.
Here is a final thought to leave you with. If our new energy-efficient homes are built so tight to save energy, but we build them with wet materials on a rushed timeline, are we just trapping all that construction moisture inside the walls, creating the perfect hidden breeding ground for mold behind our baseboards before we even move in?
Something to think about.
Thanks for diving in with us.